David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 136, inside the Kitty Cafe. The Kitty Cafe was enjoyable, although probably just as a one-off experience. Disappointingly, though, there were no cats zooming around in wheelchairs. The house rules didn't do much to make the human diners feel welcome. The first line of the rules basically told us that we should remember that we have entered the cat's home, and that we should be mindful and respectful of that at all times. We were also informed that the cats weren't there purely for our amusement. We then got a list of things that we weren't allowed to do, nor picking up the cats, nor pulling the cat's tail, don't push the cats off the chairs, don't prod or poke the cats. I was starting to think that this is going to be no fun at all. I mean, I'd come all this way, and I wasn't even allowed to pull the cat's tails or knock them off the chairs. We were also told not to feed the cats, yet there was a sentence later on in the rule book that informed us that our food was our own responsibility, and if the cats jumped on our tables and snaffled anything, that it was our own lookout. We were then charged £5 upon entrance, which was simply a fee to sit in the cafe, and didn't cover the price of any food. When I first entered the cafe, I didn't begrudge this £5 charge. After all, wheelchairs for cats can't come cheap. But the fact that there wasn't a wheelchair-bound cat present made me feel a little bit cheated. Perhaps I could have done a bit of negotiation. Maybe if I'd paid a little bit extra, they might have let me pull a tail or two, or knock a couple of cats off some chairs. If you go to the Kitty Cafe, then it might be worth inquiring about this. Also, you might want to check in advance of going whether they've actually got any feline wheelchair users currently in their care. When we arrived at our table, there was a cat lying on my chair at the table that I was meant to be sitting at. I knew that it was frowned upon to knock the cat off the chair, so I considered that I might be standing and eating while the cat sat on my chair and probably stole most of my food as well. But then I realised there was nothing in the rule book that said not to sit on the cats. I remembered that the rules had stipulated no prodding or poking, and so, not wanting to break the rules, I am a stickler for the rules, I made sure that there were no sharp objects in my back pocket that could potentially come into contact with the cat, thus causing it to be prodded or poked. Then I sat down. The cat quickly vacated my chair. David Eagle 1, Cat 0. I met all the stars from yesterday's dollop, you may remember. Toffee, Muffin, Marmalade, Pumpkin. I thought about trying to get a photo for the dollop of the four cats standing around me. Or perhaps I could have the cats lying on the table while I held a knife and fork poised over them, as if I was about to eat them. But I couldn't think of a way of getting all four cats into that pose without breaking several of the Kitty Cafe's house rules. I managed to eat most of my food before a cat bounced onto the table and ate the rest of my salad. I only got into trouble once from a member of Kitty Cafe's staff, as I forgot about their no stroking with your mouth full rule. Ruth got into trouble for leaving the table before the cat had finished her meal, which apparently was terrible manners. We overheard a bit of a spat between one of the diners and a member of Kitty Cafe staff. The man must have yanked one of the cat's tails, because the waiter bounded over and said, "Get your coat, you've pulled." Unless the man had actually been propositioned by one of the cats. And the poor bloke, despite his complete sexual disinterest in cats, was forced to go upstairs to the cat's boudoir and make love to it, which may have been one of the rules written in the small print section. I would have asked, but I didn't want Ruth thinking that I was interested in having sex with cats, so I remained silent on the subject. I can always go back another time. So, if you don't mind sharing your food with a load of cats and being treated as a second-class species where cats rule the roost, then the Kitty Cafe is the place for you. No, I'm being a little bit facetious here. It was actually rather fun, principally due to its novelty value, but the staff were very hospitable. Although, I have to say that. Otherwise, I'll be breaking one of the Kitty Cafe's tenets, which stipulates that anyone who speaks ill of the Kitty Cafe shall be hunted down and set upon by a pack of wild, ferocious cats.